Today's Amazing Race exit interview is sponsored by NatureBox. NatureBox ships great tasting, wholesome snacks right to your door. Forget the vending machine. Start snacking smarter with wholesome, delicious treats like dark cocoa almonds. Support the podcast by ordering a free NatureBox sampler box at naturebox.com/RJP. That's right. Free NatureBox snacks are found at naturebox.com/RHAP. Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back here for our Amazing Race exit interview for this week. And we have a real treat because we're going to be speaking with the latest team eliminated from the Amazing Race. And that is Jonathan Knight and Harley Rodriguez. Of course, Jonathan, best known to many as one of the people from the New Kids on the Block. And of course, he was competing on the Amazing Race, but no more after 2 weeks in a row where he was the last team to arrive, him and Harley. And after a non-elimination leg in episode number 3, they became the latest team eliminated here in episode 4. So they're going to be calling in and we're going to talk with them in just a moment. Of course, big week here for Survivor as well. We have a 2-hour Survivor episode coming up this Wednesday. Be sure to join us for a live Survivor Know-It-Alls at 10:15 p.m. Eastern, a little bit later. Hopefully I can stay up that late. Stephen Fishback too. We'll have some coffee. Everything should be good. And then we'll talk to two more survivors on Thursday morning and then do our big recap podcast with Dale and Kelly Wentworth on the big Thursday recap podcast. So before we get to Jonathan and Harley, I want to take a moment to thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. And those are our friends over at NatureBox. And life is hectic. And sometimes it's hard to make the best snacking choices, especially when you're hungry and looking for a quick pick-me-up. So if you're stranded at the airport in particular, you may want to make sure you travel with NatureBox because they've got tons of nutritionist-approved snacks with something for everybody, all with zero artificial flavors, no artificial sweeteners, 0 grams of trans fat, no high fructose corn syrup. You could even say that they have the right stuff. So avoid that afternoon slump and don't be hungry and irritable. You'll be hanging tough and full of energy when you grab some sriracha roasted cashews, some pistachio power clusters, Big Island pineapple, peanut butter nom noms, you name it. They've got it at NatureBox. And right now I want to give you a chance to try NatureBox for free. Get a trial box with 5 of the most popular snacks. You heard me. Free snacks. All right, let me take you through how to do that. How do you get your free snacks step by step? Start by going to get your free trial box at naturebox.com/RJP. You know you're going to snack. Get smart about it with NatureBox. Go to naturebox.com/RJP. Get a free box of delicious snacks. Let's try it again. naturebox.com/RHAP. All right, it looks like we have Harley and Jonathan on the line. Let's go ahead and patch them in. Harley and Jonathan, are you there?
Hey, Rob.
Hey, guys. Hey, good morning. How's it going?
Morning. Good.
Good. Good to talk to you guys. Sorry to see you go on the Amazing Race, but looking forward to getting into everything with both of you. Okay. First off, just let me know, how was the Amazing Race experience for you both overall? Were you guys happy that you did it?
Oh, my God. I was so thrilled. I was trying to get on that show for 4 seasons, and it just never worked out. So when I got the phone call this year that my schedule and their taping schedule was gelled. So yeah, it was the best.
Now is that Jonathan or Harley?
Yeah, John.
Okay. And so I'd just love to know, how did you guys get onto the show? So it was just something that you really enjoyed doing and then you talked Harley into doing it, or were you guys mutually fans of the show?
No, Harley's a fan now, but I don't think he was as big a fan as I was. I mean, I've been watching the show forever. And a friend of mine actually put it in my head. She was like, you know, she's also a huge fan, so we always talk about the show and stuff. And she's from Canada, so she started talking about, you know, let's audition for the Canadian version and go on the show. So then she just kept saying about, you know, auditioning and stuff, and then I was like, let me use my resources and find out. So I just started calling around people and find out who was casting and all that stuff. And then for 4 seasons I've been emailing the casting people and telling them, you know, what a big fan of the show I am. I want to be on the show. And then this year they said, can you do it? And then I said, yeah. And then they said, well, we want Harley to be your partner because this year's theme is couples. So I just kind of sprung it on Harley, he had no choice. He was doing the Amazing Race with me, whether he liked it or not.
Yeah, but there was no doubt in my mind. There was no doubt in my mind. I was in it 1,000%. So.
Okay, so just right as soon as Jonathan said, "Hey, we're doing it," you were just like going for it.
Yeah. Well, first I was like, "Is he serious?" And then I was like, "Wait a minute." I remember seeing episodes a long time ago, and of course, I immediately said yes. Love to travel and love to do it with him. And what an adventure! So I just caught up and did a lot of binge watching. So afterwards.
Jonathan, did you tell the other guys from New Kids on the Block that you were doing this? And what was their reaction that you were going to go be on The Amazing Race?
There was shock was probably the first reaction. Just mainly just because it's so out of my comfort zone. But then secondly, they were just like, do you have a death wish? Like, do you know that you could be... end up jumping out of an airplane or wrangling a poisonous snake or, stuff like that. But they were all really excited and very supportive. It was cool.
Jonathan, what was it about The Amazing Race that appealed to you? Cause, with all due respect from what we saw on the show, it seemed like you don't like heights. You didn't want, yeah. There's a lot of things that you didn't want to do. You don't like cats. Yeah.
No, I like cats. I'm just allergic to them. No, my only phobia going into that was heights. And, it really depends what type of heights. Like, certain heights don't scare me. If I'm on a zip line or something, it's a little scary. But, I mean, the only really height thing that scares me would be jumping out of an airplane. I think everything else I would be afraid of heights, but I'd be able to make it through.
Now, you guys got really screwed up in the previous episode where everything was going good. You guys had a date night and then you went to the airport. Everybody got tickets for the plane. It was like musical chairs. You guys were the only people left without a flight. And it seemed like you guys were never able to overcome that. What exactly happened at the airport that screwed you guys up so badly?
Car got a lot.
And that's funny that you do say musical chairs because that's basically what happened. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, we were in the airport and, obviously they couldn't show everything, but we had slept on the airport floor for, a whole night and, we stayed up. We were right at the gate where we were supposed to go and it was the truck stop team, the blonde team and us. And then as soon as they opened the gates, we, kind of bum rushed the ticket counter. And they were, the ticket agents were kind of confused because there was all these cameras and all these people running up. And then all the teams got to a ticket agent. And then all of a sudden, the ticket agent sent us to the next one over. And then the next one over. So all the other teams kept getting flights. And so finally, we were just like the last two, Bergen and Kurt. And then John and I. And then we said, all right, let's band together, go and find flights together. And they would transfers from one terminal to the other back and forth for hours. So we were just finally so frustrated and we said, let's just split up. They ended up obviously getting a ticket before us and then we finally got the last one and it was so far back that we said, let's do it.
Did you guys have a sense how far back behind the pack you guys were at the worst of it in the previous episode?
Yeah, I mean, they had already left that they left that morning and that afternoon and we were sleeping in the airplane. So we figured they were like a good day ahead of us already. Like we figured they would have flew to the next city. They would have done the race. And then that leg would have been over. We, at that point we were still hadn't left, Tokyo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We thought, are they just going to take us straight to the mat and say, hey, you're eliminated? Because we thought we were that far behind.
Yeah. Did you guys ever even see another team along the way, or did you guys end up catching up and get a little closer?
No, we didn't see anybody for 2 days.
Yeah.
Really weird.
Yeah, they sort of made it seem like you guys were a little bit in competition with the hairdressers of who's going to get to the mat. But just by the fact that, you guys seem like you guys were probably too far behind. I wasn't that surprised to see when you guys were the last team this week.
Yeah.
were only what, an hour behind, maybe?
Yeah, probably like an hour.
Okay, well, then you guys were right back in it.
Yeah. We made up some good time.
Yeah.
No, when we got to Phuket, we thought we were that far behind, but everyone had started at different times, and we were maybe like 2 hours behind the last team. So we said that's enough time if someone gets stuck on a challenge that we might be able to catch up and pass them. So we weren't that far behind.
Now, in this episode, you guys had to do the speed bump and put together the grasshopper. How long did that take to do?
I felt like maybe
20 minutes.
30 minutes? Yeah,
20, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
It wasn't that bad.
Okay. What about taking apart the transmission?
I think that probably took me about 40 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah, so it wasn't that bad. We were getting through the challenges pretty quickly.
Yeah.
It was just falling behind. That was it. We were zipping through the challenges.
Hey, Jonathan, how hard was it for you to go into the, what was it called, where all the cats lived? Because I'm allergic.
Cafe.
I'm allergic to cats also, God. And I would have been dying in there, even walking past that place.
Yeah, it's crazy. Even like when I go over my friends' houses, you know, I always take a allergy pill and it still never works. But that place, it was crazy just even to think that people go in there and eat. And there was like cats like on people's tables, like where they would eat food and stuff. You know, I guess everybody thinks I hate cats, but they just make me so allergic. I don't hate them. I just don't like their fur.
Wait,
so I have to get one of those like Austin Powers cats, the bald ones.
Right. Wait, that's a restaurant that people go and eat there? I thought you just go there and play with cats.
No, it was an actual cafe with I don't know what they served, but there was people sitting in there like eating something and drinking drinks.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
I would rather eat the 1,000-year-old egg than go eat anything at the cat restaurant.
Oh, man.
Any day of the week. Could you guys talk about the date night, because you guys were the first people to win date night, and then I thought we were going to see a lot of it on the episode, but they really just very quickly just breezed through it on the episode after you won it. So what exactly did that entail, going to date night?
It was awesome. We took like a 2-hour drive, which, you know, that in itself was just so cool. You know, I've been to Japan before, but Harley's never been there. And just to be able to take time off the race and just get to do a little sightseeing was so cool. And, you know, we just went up through the mountains and got to see, like, the country houses. And, you know, it was still snow on the mountain and everything. It was just so pretty. And then we pull up to this resort that was a hot springs resort. And we just got to hang out in the hot springs and just go from spring to spring to spring and just like relax and unwind. It was so awesome.
Now, did going on date night, did that take you guys out of the race at all? Like, I know that the races, you have to be so focused and you're so into what you're doing, but does that, like, going on like a mini vacation, does that sort of, do you guys take your eye off the ball at all when you come back from something like that?
No, I don't think it took our eye off the ball, but it was just a nice time to relax. But
you need to decompress.
Decompress. I mean, because it's just like when the other time, like that, you know, and we all everybody on the race talked about it was the airplane ride. You know, you get on the airplane and you're just able to just take a deep breath and relax, and you know, you're not racing, you're just sitting on a plane traveling. And you know, that was like a really good time too, to just decompress, and you kind of forget what's going on, you know. And then it's when the captain says, you know, we're beginning our initial descent into Bangkok, that your heart rate starts going up again.
Yeah. Did you guys have any positive relationships with any of the other teams that we didn't get to see too much of on the episodes?
Yeah, we got along with everyone. It's crazy because, there were, like, at the very beginning when we got to the first airport, it was the first time we actually got to know each other, and everyone just bonded. It was crazy. Who knows if we would have kept going, if we would have made some kind of, not enemies, but if we've gotten in a scuffle with someone, but I doubt it. Everyone just really, really gelled together.
No, everybody did get along. Yeah, it was pretty cool. I'm sure the producers are like, oh, fuck, these people need to start fighting.
Well, that's what the blind date couples are for.
Yeah, right. Yeah. They did it within each other, so.
Yeah, and was going on the race with each other, was that a positive experience for your relationship?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's just like you know, Harley said to somebody earlier, it just, oh, my God, what did you say, Dave? It just reaffirmed to us, you know, that we have a solid bond.
Yeah,
because sometimes if we would have gone and blown up on each other, then that wasn't how we were, that would have been surprising. Like, oh, there's something that I didn't know about him, you know. But we already knew, like I said, we already knew each other so well that we would know how to react in certain situations. And that's what kept us going. We're very supportive, you know. If one of us is screwing something, it's okay. Just keep going.
Yeah.
We're very supportive with each other. That's the main thing.
No, I think it was so funny, too, that like going into the race, everybody was like, oh, my God, you know, people come off the race and they end up breaking up and they hate each other. And
the
all
curse.
That other stuff. So it's just like, yeah, I mean, that was in the back of my head, too. Like, oh, God, I hope we don't hate each other.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't think so. last question for you guys. Are you surprised to see that the first three teams eliminated are all teams that were existing couples and all of these blind date couples, even though they're all fighting with each other, are still in the race?
Yeah, I was a little shocked at that. You know, but I don't know. What are your thoughts?
I was surprised too, because thinking, you know, you go thinking as an existing couple, you know how you are, you know, oh, you're going to take this test because I know you don't like heights. But you know, it worked out differently. I don't know what it is with, I don't know if it's luck or if it's,
yeah,
maybe
it's a lot
as
of luck
a couple,
on the race.
If you just depend on each other too much and sometimes you might lose focus, but they were, I mean, we're all in it to win it, but for some reason, those blind gay couples are really hardcore.
Yeah.
So.
All right. We'll see if it continues. All right. Jonathan and Harley, thank you so much for spending a couple of minutes with us, and all the best to you guys.
Thank you so much.
All right. Take care. Bye. All right, everybody, there you have it. That was Jonathan Knight and Harley Rodriguez here on Rob Has a Podcast. All right. That's going to do it for our Amazing Race exit interview. Don't forget, two more Survivor exit interviews coming up on Thursday. No Amazing Race this week because of the March Madness, but we are going to be kicking off our Big Brother Canada 3 coverage. So if you want to go ahead and throw your hat into the ring for the Big Brother Canada recap person, we are looking to find people to help us cover the live feeds. What I'd like you to do is send us a 1-minute audition video. Send it to me on Twitter. So just put it on YouTube and send it to me at Rob Cesternino, and go ahead and we will start looking at those, and we can reach out and talk about whether or not you could be a good fit to help us recap the live feeds of Big Brother Canada 3. And we'll have a cast preview coming up this weekend. I'm going to do that with Mike Bloom. All right, everybody, have a good one. Enjoy the rest of your week, and I'll talk to you again soon. Bye. Now that the show's over, don't forget to go to naturebox.com. Sign up to get your free sampler box of great-tasting, wholesome snacks. Forget the vending machine. Start snacking smarter with delicious treats like barbecue kettle kernels. Go to naturebox.com/RHAP. That's naturebox.com/RHAP.